Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Monday, March 14th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were May corn down 10.5 cents at 752, May wheat down 35¾ cents at 1070¾, and May beans up 0.5 cent at 1676½. We did have a sale this morning, 159,000 metric tons of old crop corn to Mexico. Right now we've got the crude oil down 480. That kind of weighed on the grains a little bit overnight. Silver and gold are lower. I think it's as much off of news about the peace talks between Ukraine and Russia. They're apparently ongoing. I can't believe that anything positive is going to come out of these talks unless the Chinese have exerted an awful lot of pressure on Putin, or whether somebody around him has put pressure on him. This guy seems hell-bent on destroying the country. And, you know, I don't know where you go from there. But I think it's a major problem. And I don't see it solving with a couple of peace talks here and there. But the market, Dow Jones is up a couple of hundred. Silver's down 63 cents. Crude oil is down almost $5 a barrel. So that's all positive out here. Palm oil was down overnight. They look to have a bigger production over the next 30 days or so, and a little bit less demand. So palm oil was under a little pressure. That weighed on the bean oil as well as the crude oil did. Now, the funds are still long, you know, an awful lot of corn and an awful lot of beans. Now, do they want to shake out here or not? You know, it seems to me we may have broken the back of this thing. Broken the back of the bull market. Now, it doesn't mean that in the days and weeks and months ahead, while the world tries to figure out how to replace the Ukrainian and Russian wheat crops, that the market can't move higher. But I think we've certainly set parameters here that are going to be very, very tough to beat anytime soon. Now, the beans are probably the closest to it. You know, if we close the beans over $17 in the May contract, then I'd say we've got something more going on in the bean market. The meal has been strong and made contract highs overnight, but backed off significantly. Looks like it closed about $6.70 higher after being up $8 more than that. So it was up almost $15 a ton at one point, and only closed $6.70 higher. So, you know, we'll see what the export inspections are. I don't see a whole lot of demand. The dollar is still very, very strong, even though it's down 24 ticks. It's still up at 98.93, just shy of 99 cents, which is an awful strong price out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.